Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is September 1st, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast includes our lead story about John Corzine's critics wanting him banned from futures trading, a story about what's behind a string of scandals in metals trading, and short-term investors in SPY and QQQ are warned of options risks, as well as more content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, and a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Congratulations to James Bugs Brooks, who was honored at the R.J. O'Brien 27th Annual Exchange of Ideas IB Conference in Dallas, Texas last weekend for his 40 years at the firm. August 26th was declared James Bugs Brooks Day, and a video was played that was produced by John Lothian Productions and featured an original song about Bugs, written, sung, and produced by my musician-songwriter nephew, Andrew Lothian. John Lothian Productions' head of video, Patrick, did the creative work on the video, including the AI replication of Bugs' voice and the AI images of Bugs. I conducted the interview, Patrick shot the in-person video, and Crystal Clear Communications' Ellen Resnick assisted with the project, along with Lulu Caravette of R.J. O'Brien. I really love this project. First, Bugs is a great guy who is very deserving of the honor and all the nice things people said about him. Second, during the previous project we did for RJO, we learned that the late John O'Brien Sr. used to like to write songs about employees of RJO for special occasions, writing new lyrics to well-known tunes. So I pitched RJO on the idea of writing an original song for the video, and it just made it incredibly special. The song was written and performed in a country style because Bugs loves country music and is a friend of country singer Dierks Bentley. Bugs even has an interest in a bar in Denver where country music is performed. You can hear the whole song on SoundCloud with a link in today's newsletter. You can read the lyrics on a post on John Lothian News about the song. STA President and CEO Jim Toes is throwing his hat in the political ring in one of the most high-profile congressional districts in the country, risking catching fire from an opponent whose pants are permanently on fire from telling numerous lies. Toes announced on LinkedIn that he's running for the 3rd Congressional District of New York as a Republican, facing off against two-faced George Santos. Toes, quote, believes the U.S. Constitution is the greatest political document that has ever been written. He is an optimist who firmly believes there is no problem that the American people cannot solve. Toes claims to be an outsider, which I guess he can, though he regularly meets with congressional leaders on behalf of the STA and its member firms. More importantly, Toes, quote, believes it's time for an approach to politics that embraces collaboration and seeks common ground to drive progress, unquote. Bloomberg is reporting that the MIAX Spikes futures will stop trading in November after a federal judge last month sided with Cboe Global Markets, Inc. It isn't clear from the story what the legal issue is on which the judge sided with Cboe, but several market participants, including Citadel, were wanting Spikes to continue to trade in the name of competition. MIAX Spikes futures are the only competition to the dominant VIX futures of Cboe. For now, it looks like Cboe put a spike in Spikes, but I doubt the MIAX team will give up so easily. having been around the industry for a long time, there are court wins, and then there are court wins with women wearing horned helmets while singing. I don't see no horns. On the other hand, I do see a SIBO shark. There's a link in today's newsletter with a picture of the SIBO shark. The U.S. is not the only one with big storms this week. Hong Kong is getting hit with Super Typhoon Seola. According to Bloomberg, the stock market was closed Friday with the schools and most public transportation grounded. Many flights are being canceled. CME Group Foundation Executive Director Eva Giglio shared on LinkedIn that the CME Foundation has launched a new grant-making strategy centered on supporting the mental health of young women and girls in Chicago with an initial $2 million investment. She wrote, "Recently, the CDC reported that 57% of teen girls in the U.S. feel persistently sad or hopeless. We believe that we must focus on the well-being of the whole child in order for them to meet their educational goals. This new grant-making strategy supports organizations that are offering mentoring, therapy, and other direct services to school-age girls and young women." Read the details with the link in today's newsletter. Happy 35th anniversary to equity index futures at JPX. Nikkei 225 futures and TOPIX futures began trading on the former Osaka Securities Exchange and the Tokyo Stock Exchange on September 3, 2007. Also, the Japanese Securities Clearing Corporation, the JSCC, announced that, quote, "clearing volume in its clearing services for interest rate swap transactions, IRS, reached 1.181 trillion yen as of August 2023, exceeding the previous record of 2022 yearly total of 1.111 trillion yen, setting a new record." The Washington Post must have learned a thing or two about diplomacy from being the capital newspaper. A story about the best pizza in America does not seek a number one for the whole country. Rather, it lays out several notable pizza joints, restaurants, and trattorias in each region of the country. It is good to know where to get a good pizza when traveling, so this is good information. The story is titled, "The Best Pizza in America, Region by Region." Do you know how to flirt? I think I may have forgotten, but then I'm an old married guy, so I really don't need to or should not be doing so. The Bumble CEO predicts AI dating coaches will teach you how to flirt, with dating technology helping to cure America's loneliness epidemic, Bloomberg reports. It's going to be a hot Labor Day weekend in the Midwest, with temperatures in the 90s on Sunday and Monday, so good weather to find a shady spot outside to enjoy the weekend activities, family and friends, and the end of summer. JLN wishes everyone in the U.S. a happy Labor Day weekend. There will be no JLN or JLN options on Monday for the holiday. We will return on Tuesday. CCP Global published the summer edition of its biannual newsletter today. The newsletter recaps 2023 events, including its work with IOSCO and conclusion of its work formalizing information exchange among CCPs. It also discusses its trading name update to CCP Global while retaining the full name of the Global Association of Central Counterparties. Download the newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. The ICE Climate and Capital Conference, part of NYSE Climate Week, takes place September 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Adaptation, Innovation, and Regulation, AIR, are the themes that will be discussed in a series of panel discussions featuring 40 speakers. In-person attendance is already oversubscribed, but the event will be streamed live and direct from the NYSE on September 20th. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. LME Week, the annual gathering of the global metals community in London, takes place Monday, October 9th, 2023. Metals industry executives meet to discuss current trends in metals markets and what to expect for the year ahead, and to network with industry peers and colleagues. Flagship events during the LME Week include LME Metals Seminar on Monday, October 9th at the QE2 Center in London, and the LME Annual Dinner on Tuesday, October 10th in the Great Room, Grosvenor House Hotel, London. The LME Dinner is an invitation-only event attended by international VIP guests of the LME and its members. Accommodation is available at the Claremont Charing Cross and the London Hilton Park Lane. Early bird rates are available until September 8th. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were VIX Fear Gauge's only competitor set to vanish from the market. Grayscale faces instantaneous fee war in U.S. Bitcoin ETF rate, and the dangers of leverage ETFs. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story I referenced earlier. John Lothian Productions produced a video for R.J. O'Brien to honor James Bugs Brooks' 40 years at the firm. The video was unveiled at the R.J. O'Brien 27th Annual Exchange of Ideas IB Conference in Dallas, Texas on August 26th, which was declared James Bugsy Brooks Day. To watch the video, click on a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story by the Financial Times. The headline, are you too passive about your passive investments? If you haven't reviewed your holdings for a few years, you may be shocked by the fees. Beating the stock market by active investing is no longer the focus for many investors. Instead, investing in a passive or tracker fund, which follows a stock market index and delivers returns in line with the stock market average, has become the norm. But are you too passive about your passives? If you've ignored them for a few years, your chosen investments might carry higher fees than they need to. With a little effort, you can power up your performance. My comment. I was passive for a long time when I was a broker and had too much risk otherwise. Now my passive investing is too active. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, options, don't be a hero, steer clear of zeros. Ultra short contracts, already popular in the US, are now in Europe. An investing tool that has become hugely popular in the US in recent years this week landed on European shores. The imports are 0 day to expiry options. These combine two elements with potentially explosive consequences, day trading and derivatives. Eurex, a derivatives exchange run by Deutsche Börse, has launched one-day options tied to the widely followed Eurostoxx 50 index. The products will appeal to institutions and sophisticated investors, it predicts. My comment. A hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. Actually, that is the name of a movie. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, NFTs, once hyped as the next big thing, now faced worst moment. When you look at the charts, everything is down. NFTs first crossed Daniel Maygard's radar in 2018. He started investing in the tokens in 2019 and by 2021 held hundreds of them, ultimately ranking among the world's best known and influential NFT collectors. Under the pseudonym Seed Phrase, he accumulated millions of dollars worth of the crypto tokens and famously sold one for a cool $4.45 million in 2022. My comment, hype only lasts so long before gravity takes over. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, what will happen to Bloomberg after its founder steps away? A leadership reshuffle at the financial data giant has rekindled questions about a future sale or a move to take the company public. What will happen to Bloomberg LP after Mike Bloomberg steps away? That question resurfaced last week after the billionaire, 81, announced leadership changes and a new board for the company he founded in 1981 after leaving Salomon Brothers. That said, he told employees that he's not going anywhere. Publicly, Mr. Bloomberg has said that his 88% stake in the company behind Wall Street's favorite data terminals will pass on to Bloomberg Philanthropies, his charitable giving arm. But what happens after that? My comment: take the firm public, but have a big chunk of the voting stock owned by the charitable arm. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story on Thursday was the Global Association of Central Counterparties adopts its new name and branding from CCP12 to CCP Global, a press release from the newly renamed CCP Global. Second was Goldman used to be a dream, now it's just a bank, an opinion column from Bloomberg. Third was the COVID data tracker from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN referenced earlier. The first story has a headline of John Corzine's critics want him banned from futures trading. John S. Corzine's critics are making a renewed effort to halt the comeback attempt of the former head of MF Global Holdings more than a decade after the derivatives brokerage imploded and about $1 billion in customer money went missing. Three prominent executives in the futures industry are asking the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission to take another close look at Corzine and his young New York-based hedge fund, JDC-JSC. They claim the former New Jersey governor and U.S. senator no longer qualifies for an exemption that allows him and the fund to trade a small amount of futures. His 2017 settlement with the regulator left him that room, but a subsequent rule change could eliminate it, they said. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg News. The headline: what's behind a string of scandals in metals trading? A succession of scandals has shaken metals markets and reawakened concerns about the fragility of warehousing and shipping networks that play a critical role in the industrial economy. The latest incidents ensnared some of the world's most prestigious trading houses and revealed shortcomings in the oversight of warehouses connected to the London Metal Exchange, the world's benchmark futures market for base metals. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline: short-term investors in SPY and QQQ warned of options risks. Surge in use of zero-day to expiry instruments creates disconnect from fundamental value. The surge in options trading linked to the U.S. stock market in recent years is driving more volatile pricing activity and creating potential risk for short-term investors in some of the world's largest ETF, analysts warn. A rapid increase in the use of very short-term options, known as zero DTE contracts linked to the S&P 500 index and to the world's largest tracker fund, the $402 billion Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY, is driving price movements in ways that have raised concerns among academics and even highly experienced market participants. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.